Denn die Idee und die Bewegung sind Lebensausdruck unseres Volkes und damit ein Symbol des Ewigen. Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung! Es lebe Deutschland!
For God!
For God!
For country!
For country!
For race!
For race!
For clan!
For clan!
I could be your neighbor. You don't know who I am. You could think the world of me, but yet, if you see me in this hood and knew who I were, your whole thoughts could change.
All white people are racist. All men are misogynistic. All cisgender people are transphobic. All members of the majority are biased against the members of the minority or oppressed group.
God hates fags.
Yo, why the fuck we got a label? What's it supposed to do except separate the differences between me and you? Are we really all that different? Do we really got a clue of all the ways that this affect us and the things that we do? See, now most of us accept it. It's part of human truth, so we never even question how it ever came to. You think that back in ancient times, the people acted like we do? You think they see you only once and then they'd act like they know you? I don't think so. So how we get so misconstrued? How we still passing judgment every time that we assume? How we got these categories that we place ourselves in two, and they don't do a damn thing except keep us from the truth.
I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil.
I don't like him on the fact that he's black. Absolutely not. I don't like him because he's black.
We always talking black and white, and I've been spending half my life trying to figure what's the difference if we all act alike. See, we all want love, we all enjoy our family, we all shed a tear when we going through a tragedy. So who the fuck told us that to fit our race we had to be one way or another, and why we never challenge it? See, them white folks tell me I'm not white enough, and the black folks tell me I'm not black enough. I've had enough, so I'm about to get to snapping, bro. Ain't trying to be neither one, so something isn't adding up. Tell me what trade it take to make me white. Blind head, good credit, and I talk proper, right? Now tell me what exact it take to make me black. Am I standing on the corner with a 40 in my hand? Am I throwing gang signs and steady sagging my pants and using all kind of slang and words you don't understand? Now you see how fucking racist that sound. I started doing my research and this what I found. See, back in the old days, labels weren't even around. People were just people when they walked through the town. See, a label's just an evil that's created by man that caused division in his people so his power could stand. And it's sad, but ever since the day of birth, they've been controlling you. The only thing worse is that it worked.
White power! White power!
Episcopal Church is a fag church.
It's like we're all living in an Instagram life where the truth get disguised by these filters on our eyes, trying to enhance the bigger picture, but it really make us blind to see that we are one, our races and humankind. Every war that's ever started has been based off of these titles. Country versus country, Quran versus the Bible. So if we did away with them, well, there go all our rivals. If I view you as an equal, then I never want to fight you. These labels fog our vision, man. That's all they do. I've seen a God's honest man that was covered in tattoos. The best dudes I know used to bang red or blue, but to judge them says less about them than it does you. So tell me this, if you could wipe the slate clean and start all over today as a new human being, free from all them labels, all them titles, all them things, the question is, what would you be? 'Cause you can.